Hi, I'm Martin Camacho. I'm a sophomore at Harvard College, and I work in the Aiden Lab, the Cultural Observatory here at Harvard.
And I'm Ben Schmidt. I'm a graduate student in history at Princeton University. I'm visiting in the Cultural Observatory at Harvard this year.
And could you both tell us a little bit about your Beta Sprint project?
Yeah, so we made this website called Bookworm, which is a new interface for interacting with books that's based on, in some ways, the website that came out of Cultural Observatory last year, which is called Google Ngrams, which allows you to see trends in the number of books over time by typing in a word or a phrase and seeing how the historical patterns of that changed. And so basically, we decided to take that and turn that into a library interface in a way by linking it directly to the actual books in the text so that when you search for a word and you see the trend of a word over time, you can see how a word, say, evolution, tends to go up over the course of the 19th century as people see evolution getting popular. And this lets you actually look at that line that shows evolution going up and click in and find the books in the library that match the search term that you've put in and figure out where you think there are interesting patterns and sort of bring a data visualization aspect to library search, which has previously been sort of locked down in these ordered ranked lists that you get every time you put in a search into a search engine, whether it has full text or not.
And could you tell us why exactly your team entered the Beta Sprint competition and what this project means to you?
Well, so we put this in because it actually comes out of research that we've been doing already. We have these large categories of books that we've been looking at. I've done some work on the Open Library. Martin's been working with the Harvard Library over the summer to try to build new sorts of interfaces and to find new ways of using this wealth of digitized text that's emerged in the last 5 years, thanks to Google Books and other scanning projects. And when we saw the Beta Sprint announcement, it seemed like this would be a really good opportunity to show in a library forum what some of the potential is for not just academic researchers like ourselves who see a lot of use in being able to look at patterns of word use over time, but also for general users, because one of the things that Google Ngrams demonstrated is that this is a really engaging way of working with books and working with words. I think there's something like a million queries in the first 24 hours that that interface created. But that interface wasn't as good in some ways for library missions because it didn't hook people up with the books ultimately. So we wanted to try to build something that would capture that sense of excitement and creativity and play that Google Ngrams allows, but put it more in the service of the traditional library mission of finding and serving books to patrons who might actually want to read them as well as get broad summaries of what's in them.
Do you have a personal vision for what the DPLA could be?
I mean, I think that one of the things that came up in making this for me about what the DPLA can do is that the more open it is, the more it's going to allow groups like ours to build new sorts of interfaces and to create new sorts of ways of interacting with materials. There are a lot of people out there who are very interested right now in forms of data visualization and then trying to represent the sort of vast torrents of information that we have, thanks to book digitization, in very interesting and new ways. And one of the things that the DPLA can do is, as the public library, provide a way of getting access to data about books, whether it's catalog metadata or forms of secured word metadata, which gets rather technical, but is something that we can create. This doesn't compromise the underlying text of the books in any way. You can't reconstruct them from the data that's used in these databases. And I think that as a public library, the DPLA has a great opportunity to figure out both technologically and sort of socially just how much of the stuff that we can get online so that we can really have the sort of engaging and interesting and new sorts of interfaces that will get a lot more people to use books, that will help people find books which are sort of lost in library off-site holding facilities or only exist in one library. And I think that allowing these things to be open can really help that to happen.
I'd like to thank the two of you for speaking with me. I wish you the best of luck, and we look forward to hearing from you next week.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot.